the dairy market continues to build pressure. According to a report provided by Brian Winnikins and the National Association of Farm Broadcasters, dairy farms are continuing their uphill battle with a stretched-thin market. Stuart Peters' analysis, Brian Doherty, says dairy markets are missing the mark on an opportunity.
It's disappointing that we can't just get some kind of rally or push in the markets. And what the dairy market has been missing the last 2 years is something that's been a little bit more prone for dairy prices, and that's volatility and just some rally along the way and some easier decisions to be made. There was one point this year we sort of clawed our way above $17. It lasted all of a few days and then slipped back under. And $17 3 years ago was unacceptable.
California is known as the number one dairy producing state in the nation. It's also known for housing some very large operations as well. Doherty says large dairies across the industry nationwide have expanded, but that expansion may have hurt producers in the long run.
When prices are under pressure, what do people do in general? What's their nature? Their nature is to work harder. When you look at where the dairy industry is, you've got producers trying to produce more with less. But if you're producing more, that's just on a micro level, it's what you need to do. On a macro level, it hurts the industry, it hurts the market. Throw in some tariff issues, throw in negative commodity prices in the bigger spectrum, and not proper money flow into commodities as it's gone to equities the last several years. And you've just got this malaise of low prices that probably aren't ready to really shift, and there's no big supply shift coming.
Doherty added,
the dairy industry has been feeling pain for a long time, but they haven't felt enough sharp pain to reduce supply. And when you look at production month over month, year over year, it just continues to rise. When you look at efficiency year over year, it continues to rise. You know, from a supply side, supply the market takes a long time for that autonomous demand, that is constant demand that doesn't let up, to grow and build into the industry. So that's the good news, is we've got a very vibrant, strong projected demand market that could really accelerate if we get some trade issues straightened out and squared away and world economies continue to show improvement. But I just don't see a big downturn in production in the very short term unless it's painful enough where even the large dairies start to curb their supply in.